Good Time. The seeming separation between my Lord and me is exacerbated by what we call time. But time, as we think of it, is a cheat and a fraud. Mary Baker Eddy says, mind measures time according to the good that is unfolded, rather than by some lockstep chronology. The unfoldment of mind is infinite, therefore it is without mortal measurements. We pray and wait because we do not understand the nature of immediate unfoldment. We think there must be a gap between asking and receiving. Focusing on this interval literally slows our progress. All hesitation, which is produced by fear of the future, causes us to miss the ideas that mind is presenting. Hesitation is like pressing a hold button in the middle of a live performance. If it were possible to individually stop time and then start it again, there would be a gap in time with no memory of it having ever occurred. This sounds ridiculous, but is not that what mortals are trying to do? By focusing on our problems, we put a mental hold on progress. The brain is stuck, rewinding itself and playing back the past. The opportunity to progress in that fear-filled moment is lost. What a waste. Fortunately, we cannot stop mind action because there is no hold button on the performance of life. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Mind's idea and fulfillment coincide and are identical. Good cannot halt between an idea and the knowing of that idea. That which has been, mind, is now, and that which is to be, idea, hath already been. As sin, death, and the so-called laws of physics are proven to be lies because they are inconsistent with spiritual law, the prophecy in the book of Revelation will be fulfilled. The angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth for ever and ever, that there should be time no longer. The simple solution for fear of the future is to know the future. Where there is time no longer, the concept of hesitation cannot exist. Our sense of time is eclipsed by mind's activity. When we discover how to be instant, in season, out of season, a proper sense of time will begin to unfold in our experience, and we will sing for joy. I fear no tribulation, since whatsoe'er it be, it makes no separation between my Lord and me. Now is the good time.